Hey, gang, and welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek Game Show. Yes, another one. We're going to call this season two. Why not? My name is John, and I'll be your host, quizmaster, and man about town for this game show slash podcast slash whatever. And joining me tonight, I have three special guests. First, he's a chief legal advisor and director of con for the Unique Geek, Ron. Ron, how you doing?
I'm okay. Hanging in there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Next.
I'll let you know later.
What's that again, Ron?
I'll let you know later.
Okay. Next, he's sometimes confused for the Yeti and often found in very grainy movies. The Doom Slayer himself from the website of Doom, JJ. JJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine.
Great. It's good to see you. You staying warm over there?
Yeah, well, we're expecting an ice storm this evening, so we'll see. The warm thing might change, but we'll see.
Well, good. Ice storm. Portland. Fun. Let me ask you this. Do in Portland, do they just scoff at the ice storm, saying that was just so last year?
Yes, the joke, of course. Yes, we do. But the truth is, we had the biggest snowfall recently that this area has seen in 30 years. We're having like one of the harshest winters that anyone here has seen in recent memory. So we're all sort of looking around at the sky going, why do you hate us so?
Isn't that like Portland in general?
Hush.
Well, everyone loves Portland. But anyway, that voice you just heard,
That's me.
He's the chief dude in charge of the weird at the Sleep Deprivation Institute and the Night Watcher at needcoffee.com. Scott! Scott, how you doing? Scott,
hi, that was an interesting intro.
Oh, but also tonight, well, Scott, what have you been
what?
Up to? What? Okay, never mind. I'll move on then. Obviously, you have no interest in participating. He's been brought here against his will.
No, you begged and you pleaded and it was sad and I felt pity. I don't like feeling pity, so that's why I'm here to get rid of it.
What do you like feeling?
Wow! That's when you're supposed to interrupt and start the game,
so
John.
We're also joined tonight by the Vanna White to my Bob Barker. The lovely, the talented, the vivacious, the possibly awake Lee.
I am awake. Hi!
Now with spoilers.
Now, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I was making it up.
For those of you that don't know, because you wasn't recording at the time, for once in my life, Lee jumped in and went ahead and jumped five episodes ahead for me in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't started watching LMD yet, but yet she's told me what's happened.
But no, I didn't. I'm lying.
In fairness to Lee, I kind of figured that they would figure that part out at some point.
Shame.
Yeah. Guess what, though?
What?
No.
I get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on my track now.
Yes. Do you want to talk about that now, or do we want to move on to the game show?
Go to the game show. We'll talk about that later. I'm just so excited. I can't stand myself.
Okay. All right. So it is now time. For initiative.
What the hell is that? I'm telling you, being around boys is so gross.
That wasn't a fart. That was.
Sure it wasn't.
So. It's time to roll for initiative, and here's what's at stake. If you win initiative, not only do you get 3 points, Lee, you listening? Because Lee is our official scorekeeper for the evening.
Sure.
You get three points, but you also get to make some key decisions throughout the show. I'm going to need you all to write down your answer to this question. So, fact. Walker, Texas Ranger is the best TV series about a Texas Ranger played by an infomercial star. Without going over, how many episodes of WTR were there? Everyone write down your answer.
Wait.
What's that?
So pretend that Scott didn't read the rules and explain to him how what we're supposed to do.
Well, it's very simple, Ron. Write down how many episodes of Walker Texas Ranger there have been.
Okay.
Without going over.
And without using Google.
Or looking it up.
Why do we have to write it down?
So I can keep you honest.
So we have to show our work?
Yes!
Okay.
You're a lawyer. We don't trust you just by default.
Okay. I'd like to point out that whoever... Go ahead, JJ.
Done.
I was just saying, I'd like to point out whoever got that, nabbed that picture that you're using, had a subscription to TV Guide. Who the fuck does that?
Well, so the question is, how old is this picture, really? Because how long has it been since, A, he can kick that high, B, it's been on television. All right.
And anybody wore that color jeans. Unironically.
Unironically.
So you mean I read that if you work on your flexibility, even after you sort of get advanced years, you can kind of keep that flexibility going. So he maybe still be able to do that.
And he's Chuck Norris.
That is true. He is Chuck Norris. All right. So let's start with Ron. Ron, what number did you write down?
168.
Okay. Lee, you got that? You hear what he says? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
JJ, what did you write down? 100.
100.
Okay. And Scott?
120.
All right. Including the TV movie, the real answer is 203. So Ron, you have one initiative. You've also won 3 points. And, 3 points. Yes, 3 points. God. He's already in the lead. So
that's like over 10 seasons. God, I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah. And that's with the TV movie. So, you know, it's really 202 if you don't want to count the TV movie. All right. So it's geek news time. This is a simple question and answer game. The questions are from recent news or events. Recent as of probably 2 weeks ago, some of them, because that's when I originally wrote these. Points for this game are 2 if you get it correct when asked. Or 1 point if you steal the question. In other words, the person didn't know the answer and you've answered it correctly. Okay, Ron, since you won initiative, you get to decide who goes first. Then we will proceed clockwise according to what I see on my screen.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay. Your first
confidence.
The first question is, the CW's Flash isn't done monkeying around with the multiverse. John, you're so witty. What villain will return this season for episodes 13 and 14?
Gorilla Grodd.
That is correct. Whoa.
Do you have to be such a dad? Seriously?
Gorilla Grodd. Who, by the way, is caught up on Flash, or who is watching Flash?
I
just started it. I'm like 6 episodes in.
Oh, for the
season 1.
Oh, in season 1.
Season 1. Yeah, I just started.
I'm sure Lee can tell you what's going on.
Lee doesn't watch The Flash. Sorry. I'll tell you about Lucifer, but I haven't watched the last episode. Well, so if somebody wants to spoil me about Lucifer.
You're the only one telling Lucifer.
I watch Lucifer.
Lucifer's awesome.
My grandmother watches Lucifer.
Your grandmother is awesome.
What? Duh.
I do know that Gorilla Grodd's an ape, not a monkey.
Well, okay.
Ooh, does he get an extra point for that?
It's up to you. You're the scorekeeper.
I think so. You get a point for that.
I hope you get points for throwing shade. Okay.
The library is open then.
I was going to say, I'm going full RuPaul.
It just depends. Sometimes you will and sometimes you won't. Okay.
All right.
So next question.
I was taking issue with calling Gorilla Grodd a villain. You know, I think that's rather, you know, presumptuous.
Rather speciest?
Yes.
There we go.
All right. Scott, you're next. You get the next question.
Goody.
Maybe rethink your priorities. PETA is insisting that the being fictional and taking place 32,000 years in the future, Warhammer 40K should remove what from their miniatures?
Fur.
That is correct. Fur. Or fake fur. So you get, I don't know, how many were they saying?
Two points.
Yeah, thank you. Good. Glad the scorekeeper's keeping track.
Thank God.
Yes, fur. Anybody else hear the story?
No, yes.
Pick your battles.
Amazing. This is the dumbest story ever. And they're like, oh yeah, you should take the fur off. Even though There are animals that are chained up. There's all these other things, and they are upset about the fur.
32,000 years in the future. First of all, who expects any of us to be here?
No. Well, yeah. It depends.
Anyone defending
Chuck
PETA?
Norris, I mean, will be here.
It could be. It could be also that PETA is just trying to, you know, get publicity, but that would also be kind of lame.
Yeah, but you think they go after something? I mean, no offense to Warhammer, but it is somewhat niche, shall we say?
Yeah, why not go after like Game of Thrones? Stop.
There you go.
Stop torturing dragons or something.
Yeah, like you could do. I mean, there's so many shows right now. You could have brought that up. They could have talked about Cruella de Vil in Once Upon a Time or something, but no, it's a statue.
So, I mean, who is geek? There must, I want to know who the geek was that suggested this in PETA. Yeah, who said, hey.
Who in PETA is actually playing Warhammer? That's the question.
Or at least knows about it. Or do they have like a thing where it's like they have like a thing that selects, like they going by alphabetical order, but they
now,
decide to do it in reverse.
Now, I do want to say, after all of that, I do agree with a lot of what PETA does. I don't necessarily always agree with their tactics, but I understand their base.
But then they do stupid shit like this.
But then you do this, you know, it kind of goes, you're right. All right. So JJ, you're next. So Deadpool can't catch a break. Which film did Deadpool lose to for best picture, comedy or musical at the 2017 Golden Globes? JJ?
It's JJ.
Oh, JJ. I think we lost JJ.
We lost JJ.
Can I steal?
No. I know the answer. Can I give my, can I answer and then give one points to JJ?
Sure.
La La Land.
That is correct. La La Land. La La Land. Who's seen La La Land? Anybody seen La La Land?
Nope. My grandmother did.
I wonder if JJ.
What'd she think?
I wonder if JJ knows he's gone.
Hated it.
Well, you can ping him and find out. She liked it or she hated it? What'd you say? She hated it? I haven't really heard.
You got to understand, she grew up with actual movie
good musicals. Yeah, like good musicals.
So,
right.
No, this ain't it.
And that's just it. I really like good musicals. And I have not heard that many. I haven't, other than critics, I have not heard a lot of people liking this movie.
Well, yeah, because it's masturbatory. Because it's all about L.A. and the movies and all that stuff. Mm. So it's like they have like a thing for movies like that.
Too much inside baseball?
Well, I don't know how inside baseball it is. I haven't seen it. But, you know, it's that sort of thing. So whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Next question.
Hold on. I was trying to adjust something. I was trying to get JJ back online. So, all right. Herp. All right, where are we at?
What's next?
I'm looking. Hold on. All right. This will be for Ron. Keurig is finally making a morning brew for me. What is Keurig rumored to be working on?
A beer or other alcoholic beverages?
Beer and cocktails. That's absolutely correct. Yes. Hey, JJ made it back. Hey, Lee.
Oh, no one tell Widge.
JJ, Lee got your points for you.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
I guess the ice storm is affecting stuff already. I'm sorry.
The answer, by the way, was La La Land. You can figure out what the question was later.
Cool.
wait a minute. Are they? Is this like another Keurig machine, or are you using the same Keurig machine?
God, I hope it's a different one.
Right now, you can do that. You just pour beer into the water receptacle-y thing. And...
Yeah, but why would I want hot beer coming out? Beer.
Bleh. All right. Hey, Lee, can we get a point recap?
Okay. Our point recap here, but that is because is that Ron has 7, JJ has 3, and Scott has 2.
All right, Scott, here is your question. We did have one more question. I'm sorry. Here is your question. What is the title for the next movie in the Star Wars Skywalker saga. It's been officially announced.
The Last Jedi.
That is correct. The Last Jedi is correct.
Duh.
Now,
it makes a sentence.
Who are we thinking The Last Jedi is? Is it Skywalker or is it?
Or, now here's the thing, supposedly, and I haven't really researched this, but supposedly Jedi is the same singular and plural.
Right.
So it could be a group. It could be both Luke and Rey. Maybe.
Exactly. And so the question is also The Last Jedi of what?
Of this series.
Well, I mean, right. And now they have to rewrite the ending anyway because of Carrie Fisher's untimely and very sad death.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Hurts. That's not a spoiler.
But it also depends on what the final title is, because The Force That's Awakens right. The Last Jedi Who Had Lunch? I don't know.
All right, so it was A New Hope, The Force Awakens. The Empire Strikes...
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, I agree. I agree with you, actually.
A New Hope.
It was The Empire Strikes Back and now The Last Jedi, because I was like, The Return of the Jedi, they should have waited this one until the third movie. Because then they, you know, The Resistance Strikes Back or some kind of middle.
No.
No, I disagree, but something. Okay. Sorry. And now we're at Say What? Oh, right. Oh, really? Oh, you're just very mean.
Okay. So, Lee, give us the point recap again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Our point recap now with Scott answering that question, but JJ still hasn't had one, is 7 for Ron, 3 for JJ, and 4 for Scott.
All right. So now it's time to play Say What. In this game, I'm going to play a clip. Your job is to determine what movie the clip is from. Points for this game are 3 if you get it correct and 1 point if you steal correctly. Since when we were going to record this, the United States is going through currently a peaceful transition of power. So this episode of Say What's theme is presidential speeches. So, Ron, you get to decide who goes first, and then we will go left to right.
Yes, we have. Scott.
Okay.
Scott goes first. All right. So, Scott.
All right.
Here is your first, or here is the clip, basically.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps... It's fate that today is the 4th of July.
Any guesses there?
Independence Day?
That is correct, Independence Day.
Oh, you're just saying it from the movie? He doesn't have to say who the president is?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Name the president. What was the name of the president in that film?
I don't. Fuck you.
That wasn't it.
I think I know.
You know the actual character name?
I think it was Whitmore.
You might be right, actually.
I think he's right.
And that upsets me to no end.
Okay.
Most people can't even tell the difference between Pullman and Paxton, so way to go.
And wait, do they still get 2 points for that?
They get 2 points for that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're doing 2 points for that. Hold on.
I thought you said 3.
You said three earlier.
Oops. Yeah, it's 3. Sorry, looking at my notes. All right. Yes. All right, so up
and next. I gave Ron a point for knowing Whitmore.
Okay. Let's see. Up next would be going
JJ.
Going left to right would be JJ. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
What movie is that from, JJ?
It's from Napoleon Dynamite.
That is correct. Napoleon the Dynamite.
I would totally vote for Pedro.
Do you have a vote for Pedro shirt?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Ron, next is you. Here's yours.
Atrocity and terror are not political weapons. And to those who would use them, your day is over.
Ron?
That's a hard one. It sounded like...
You chose the order.
Wow. It sounded like Dennis Quaid, but I don't know what he played... In movie.
So do you give up?
I maybe it was Air Force One and is actually Harrison Ford doing a Dennis Quaid impression.
Is that your guess?
Sure.
Air Force One is correct.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Thought I could steal that.
God pulled damn. That out of nowhere.
I'm telling you, I thought you could steal it. You look like you had to pee, Scott.
Well, it was like,
you could tell. You could see Scott was so ready to answer it, couldn't you? It was funny.
Now, what president was he? What was his name? I don't know.
He was Steve. Jack Ryan.
Okay. That's one for JJ, too. Okay.
He wasn't actually Jack Ryan in that movie.
All right.
Yeah, but it was.
You're enough.
Scott, you're up next.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Little people, why can't we all just get along?
Knock, knock, knock.
Scott?
I'm thinking.
The question is, what are you thinking about, though? No, don't answer the question.
No.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh, God. Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks is correct. Ron's giving out points left and right.
Ron's giving Ron gets a point taken away for giving that to Scott.
Yep. That was an assist.
Nope.
Mars Attacks is the correct answer. Okay, so next is JJ, right? Am I correct? I think so. Yeah, it would be JJ.
Yep.
Gentlemen, most of you did not know me when I had the use of my legs. I was strong and proud and arrogant. Now I wonder every hour of my life why God put me into this chair. But when I see defeat in the eyes of my countrymen, in your eyes right now, I start to think that maybe he brought me down for times like these when we all need to be reminded who we truly are, that we will not give up or give in.
JJ.
I'm just going to throw it at the wall and say Pearl Harbor.
That is correct. Yep. Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Okay, next up.
I'm assuming that was supposed to be FDR?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Next up is Ron.
For the last couple of months, Senator Rumson has suggested that being president of this country was to a certain extent about character. And I can tell you without hesitation, being president of this country is entirely about character.
That was Michael, what's his name, as the American president.
That is correct. It is the American president. All right, over to you, Scott.
Okay. I have here written proof in the form of notes, memoranda, and personal directives proving that Bob Alexander was also involved in each one of these incidents and in most cases planned them as well.
Dave.
Dave. Yes, Dave is correct. Very good.
Good job.
All right. Here you go, JJ.
I will immediately dismantle the student government so that none of us will ever have to sit through one of these stupid assemblies again.
I'm not getting it. So let's just say election, but I know it's not.
It's election.
Oh, did not sound like Reese Witherspoon.
It wasn't Reese Witherspoon. It's the other girl who actually, I think, wound up winning, if I recall correctly.
No, actually, Reese Witherspoon won it.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
All right. Ron, you're up next.
I address you tonight not as the President of the United States, but as a citizen of humanity.
Armageddon?
Yes, Armageddon. Armageddon is the correct answer.
Okay, hold on. What's graphic?
What? They're animal crackers.
Isn't that what Armageddon was all about? Yeah. It was about animal crackers in somebody's belly button? I thought that's what it was about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie in like decades, so I don't remember.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was about.
It's when when Batman takes the animal crackers on the Erwin's stomach, right? Is that?
Yep, that's it.
Sure.
It's precisely what happens. Okay. All right. So we're back to Scott again, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
You've got a lot of these.
Good. Cities four more.
Fall, but they are rebuilt, and heroes die, but they are remembered. We honor them with every brick we lay, with every field we sow, with every child we comfort, and then teach to rejoice in what we have been re-given.
Deep Impact.
That is correct. Deep Impact.
That's also the name of the porn I'm in.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, here's JJ.
Okay, Scott, you only get 1 point for that since you did that.
Your leadership has raised the stakes of hate to a level where we can no longer separate the demagogue from the truly inspired. There are traitors among us.
Ooh.
When did the dude play president? I don't remember a Jeff Bridges president movie. I'll throw it to the floor.
All right. Who has the lowest amount of points right now, Lee?
Lowest amount of points is JJ.
Who, after him. Obviously not him. He doesn't know the answer. Okay, Scott, you get a chance to steal.
Wow. The dude abides.
The dude signs law.
Wild guess. Olympus has fallen.
Incorrect. Ron?
Tron Legacy?
No, it is in fact The Contender. The Contender.
I have never even heard of that movie. So.
Damn. I don't feel bad now.
Neither do I. Other than the points would have been nice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
So, Ron, here we go.
This is our time, our chance to get back to the best of who we are, to lead by example with the dignity, integrity, and honor that built this country and which will build it once again. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
I'm going to guess it's Olympus Has Fallen, but it could also be London Has Fallen.
It's Olympus Has Fallen, in fact.
Which also has Morgan Freeman in it.
Yes, as acting president at one point, right? Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That leads to Deep Impact, and then, yeah.
All right, so Scott, you get the last one.
Okay.
Here we go.
I know she's barren with all that starving bullshit. And the dust storms, and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're a dick.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is correct. Idiocracy.
President Camacho.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the answer. All right, Lee, can we get a point recap?
We can get a point recap. So we have Ron in the lead at 19. Scott, right behind him. Be careful, Ron. At 17. And JJ, you're at 13.
It could be worse. All right.
It could be worse.
Yeah, so we're entering unknown territory here.
So next is sports talk. I'm going to ask you a sports-related question. You buzz in with your name if you know the answer. So you just say, in the case of Scott, you'd say Scott. In the case of Ron, you'd say me. There are 5 points for getting the question correct, -2 points for an incorrect answer.
Oh.
There is only one of these, by the way.
Oh, there's only one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Deshaun Watson plays for what NCAA Division I FBS team? Or played for? Anyone? Bueller?
Me.
Bueller? I bet Lee knows.
What does FBS mean?
Oh, I don't think you should answer.
Is that a Quidditch thing?
Oh, Jesus.
No. I bet my husband even knows this question.
Well, I'm sure your husband does. All right, so nobody? Lee, for points for yourself.
If I am correct, unless I'm getting confused, is that not Clemson?
That would be the Clemson Tigers. That is correct.
Thanks.
You're national champions.
Why didn't you have the cricket sounder teed up for that?
Oh.
Yeah, if you would have asked me questions about the Royal Rumble this weekend, I could have answered it. But other than that, I'm SOL.
You were thinking Serve was going to be here and you needed to give him points again.
Yes.
Ho, 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 ho.
It usually is Serve that answers that question. Yes. Okay, so in our next, what's the points? We're in the same position we were.
We didn't change anything.
Lee has five. Lee has 5 points.
Lee has 5 points.
In our next game, I'm going to test your reasoning skills. I'll present you with a premise based on recent events, and you'll agree with the. If you agree with the premise, you start out by saying "geek in," as in geekin, you know, because I'm a dad. Or if you disagree, start by saying "geek out," and then you have 20 or so seconds to argue your case. The scores will be based on what Lee thinks are valid arguments.
Oh, y'all screwed. Okay.
So, Ron, you get to decide who goes first, and then we will go right to left. We'll go the other way. So it'd be Ron, then JJ, then Scott.
I don't understand. So can someone else go first?
Who do you want to go first?
Choose whoever you want.
I thought you said Lee chose.
No, you do. Initiative winner, Ron. You get to decide.
Still? Oh, okay.
She decides how many points to give.
We'll have Scott go again so I can see this done twice.
All right.
Here you want to learn from Scott?
The first one is, recently, the BBC reported that days after her death, Disney contacted Carrie Fisher's estate to negotiate her quote-unquote continued appearance in the franchise. But in a statement from Walt Disney, they said Disney's not in conversations with the estate of Carrie Fisher at this time, and any reports to the contrary are false. So geek in or geek out, Scott, resurrecting actors in digital form is an idea that should just die.
Well, geek out, because the technology is going to improve and it's going to get better. So that, and we saw it with the most recent movie, Tarkin looked pretty good. Mm. Now, obviously, it's going to be large, you know, you're still going to have, it's going to be less expensive to have actors be in bigger roles. So right now, it's still a little wonky, but further on, it's going to be appropriate. It's going to be easy to put them in.
Okay. JJ, geek in or geek out? Should we keep actors being digitalized?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose JJ? Or JJ just said an opinion? I see him there.
I think we lost. But he's not moving.
He's frozen.
Well,
maybe literally.
Ron.
Oh, so we all get the same question.
Yes. Ron, geek in or geek out?
Okay. He's whatever the opposite of what Scott said. Is geek in a good thing or a bad thing?
It means you agree with resurrecting actors, that the idea of resurrecting actors is a bad idea.
Then geek out.
So you like the idea of resurrecting actors?
Wait, no. The opposite of what Scott said. That they shouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
You're geek in.
Oh, okay. Then. You agree with the statement that they should. It's an idea that should just die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's not the idea. It's the idea that should die.
Yeah. And why?
You're a lawyer, right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to pay attention and stuff. Yeah. So like Yoda, he didn't look very good in the prequels. Whenever they digitally put him in, you know they. Okay, there's silence on that one.
Yes. All right. So anyway, Lee, how many points are we assigning everyone?
I'll give up a point on that one.
Yeah. Ron loses a negative point there. Because that was bad.
That means he makes a point?
No, he's negative one. Scott gets 1 point because he does have a point that Tarkin did look good in the movie. I will say that. Now they used an actor that looked just enough like him that all they had to do was a little bit of CGI. But I don't want them to bring Carrie Fisher back. It's too soon. And unless they do it in just a perfect way, it just, I'm very worried that all of a sudden then you're going to start seeing, you know, a new movie with, you know, Humphrey Bogart, and I don't want to see that.
And especially if it's Casablanca. All right, Ron. So,
which you've never seen.
I have seen.
Humphrey Bogart's dead.
It's horrible. Ron, you get to start us off this time. Ben Affleck has stepped down as director of the next Batman solo film. True. He's quoted as saying, "Performing this role demands focus, passion, and the very best performance I can give." Geek in or geek out, do you agree with this? This is really Batfleck signaling that Warner Brothers is confused on what to do with their movie universe, and he doesn't want to have to deal with backseat directing.
Geek out, if I understand how this was supposed to work now. I had thought that he actually was, that they told him he couldn't direct it. I didn't think that it was a his choice thing. But didn't he write it also? So it seems like if he was writing and directing it, then he, I mean, I guess, you know, I could see, you know, there's this overall story that they're supposed to be going with. But if you're writing and directing it, then it seems like you have a lot of control there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you think that, so why would he be stepping down then?
It's really signaling that he's confused, that Warner Bros. Is confused.
So it's a geek. You're geeking out. You're saying, first of all, you're saying you don't agree that it was even his decision anyway.
We're all confused.
Yeah, I may have misinterpreted the what the news internet said.
So Ron, if I'm ever accused of murder, call somebody else. Is what you're saying?
Oh, or maybe he just wanted to put the animal crackers into this movie too, and they said no.
All right, so Scott, your opinion.
Give me a sec. geek in. Warner Brothers doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. You know, Affleck has better things to do than to deal with Warner Brothers saying, oh, it's not going to be grim and greedy, but you got to pull this toy shit in, and we want it to be so fucking dark and evil. And he's a big actor. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He doesn't have to deal with Warner Brothers bullshit. He can just step out and say, look, it was fun. I'll do the role, but get somebody else to deal with your, you know, Steve. What's the guy, Frank Miller, masturbatory fantasy? Yeah, he's out. He's like, dude, I've got so much money. I've got, I'm out. Now, that's geek in, but he's saying he's out.
Yes.
I'm not trying to confuse you like Ron.
So, I think I might agree with what Scott said.
Okay, then Scott, you get 3 points because I agree with you. This is the guy who directed Argo, I want to tell people. He also helped write that movie, the adaptation, and I think he produced it as well. So he can do all three. All four, actually, sorry, also acting in it. So I agree with you, Scott. He didn't want to have to deal with those crazy people. And Ron, because you finally said, yeah, I just agree with Scott, I gave you a point.
Yay.
Because I didn't know what you were saying originally, but that's okay.
All right. Okay. So last one in this area, thank God. Stranger Things has been accused of plagiarizing Cliff Martinez's Wanna Fight and an early version of Daft Punk's tune for Tron Legacy. I'm going to play a couple of clips here, and then geek in or geek out. There's nothing to see or hear here. And I have a studio audio expert that's going to tell me what he thinks too.
Oh,
he just woke up. Hold on. Here's Daft Punk first of all. So that's Daft Punk. Here's Chris Martinez's Wanna Fight. And of course, here is the Stranger Things theme.
Thank you.
So, Scott, is there anything to see or hear here, or is it just, you know, people being on the internet?
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. I mean, yes, they're similar, but you're dealing with like a genre of music, so there's going to be similarities no matter what. And also, it's the tone that makes it different. I mean, the whole Stranger Things is obviously very creepy, very X-Files-y, as it were. But the other two have sort of an action-adventure driving force to them. So it's just the genre and the style of music using, there's going to be similarities. But unless there's like an analyst who can actually compare like notes and shit, then it's just... Yeah, I mean, you know, trust. Is anybody, the question is anybody suing anybody? Because if somebody's suing somebody, then there might be something. But if nobody's suing anybody, then no, it's fine.
Okay, Ron.
Yeah, this is, there's nothing to see here. They're, it's called, they're basically just running arpeggios, and so it's a very common just musical progression that's used frequently. So, yeah, you're gonna have times when music has similarities to it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a there's any copying going on. And it's even saying that they copied two things. Well, okay, well then does that mean that the Daft Punk people copied the Wanna Fight as well, or is the Wanna Fight people want to copy the Daft Punk depending on chronologically which came out? So if there was any issue there, well then it wouldn't just be one, it'd be two of them. But I don't think there is.
All right. Hey, in studio I have Jerry. Jerry, come on over here. Scoot over here.
Oh.
Yes. You heard this. Was there any similarity between these? And is there anything?
Okay, wait. First off, what are his credentials?
I have none.
He has
none. Was he a race car driver?
Yes.
It's a Jerry.
That's the one they were singing about.
Okay, he doesn't want to join us. Okay, never mind. He was the one they were talking about. So, Lee, how many points do we assign there?
I actually gave both of them 2 points because first, Scott, and I don't think it was pandering, as he said, because he was talking about genre and X-Files. I agree. It's just totally that kind of a genre thing, which Stranger Things has already said they did that. And Ron, again, did use the term arpeggios, and then also the same thing of, well, if they stole it, then, you know, Daft Punk stole Martinez or Martinez stole Punk, because they're all the same. So very good. And I just want to say that Daft Punk stole from the X-Files and Twin Peaks, as did Wanna Fight, because both of y'all sounded all the damn same.
There you go. All right, can we get a point recap, please?
Well, okay, it is 2 points between our two gentlemen. Scott is on top, and Ron is right behind
him. Say it. Okay. At least you didn't say I was on bottom.
I thought about it, but I tried. I decided to be good.
All right.
Science!
It's time for science. We may have a special guest step in for JJ. It looks like Rox might be joining us here to take over.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
If we can get her in real quick. But anyway... before we get there, we have science. So as soon as you know the answer, buzz in using your name. That's the extent of this question.
Okay.
So in April of 2016, a research team filmed for the first time a live specimen of the polyvivaduacy. That's actually how you pronounce it. Don't try to correct me. What is the common name of this sea creature from the seahorse family? Jerry, do you know?
No.
Scott is just staring at the screen. Ron is on mute, which should be fun for him to try and answer a question.
Oh, okay. I recall this, but is this one of the ones where we lose points if we bring in?
No.
No, you don't lose points.
I haven't a clue. You go right ahead.
I mean, I know it's something like, you know, geek newsy, like, you know, it's not Jon Snow, but it's something like that. It's like,
you sure it's not Jon Snow? You're sure that they didn't, put this red, whatever thing it is, name it Jon Snow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did not. Or it's like the Klingon fish or something goofy like that. I can't remember.
All right. Anybody know?
No.
Lee? Unicorn fish. I have no idea. No. No.
It's a ruby sea dragon. Ruby sea dragon. Yes.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Now, if there was a ruby rod sea dragon, there you go.
That would be rude. All right. So up next is ramming speed.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Ugh. Watch out, John. I mean, Ron.
So, by the way, that last question was only to fulfill our grant requirements. So, you know, we have to, in order to do the show, we have to have some sort of science thing. So there you go.
Yeah, that's the only way we get that big, sweet NEA money. That's 12 cents of every tax dollar you spend. Okay. I'm sorry. It's 0.012 cent. Keep going. Sorry.
For this game, you'll be presented with a list of topics to choose from. When it's your turn, you can select any topic from the list that was not previously chosen. Once you've chosen your topic, you'll have 1 minute to answer as many questions as you can. Your time starts after I ask the first question. If the answer to a particular question is a numeric value, I should say, I will say higher or lower until you have the correct answer. Each correct answer is worth 3 points, and you may pass once. For this round, Ron, you get to decide. Let's see. You get to decide the order we will go in, complete from top to bottom. Who goes first? Who goes second? Who goes third?
Not me first, because I'm still not sure how the best round sports ball has to do with anything. So,
okay. So
then it's going to be Scott to go.
So there's three topics. It's all relative. The best around or sports ball.
Yes. Oh, now I understand.
So which topic do you want, Scott?
A quick question.
Yes.
Is there any significance of the best around being orange and the other two are not?
No, it was just the next color in the monochromatic color scheme I was working on.
Okay, cool.
It being in little quotey things mean that that's a word in the answers.
In some of them it is.
But not all.
Okay, that's good to know.
But it's going to be something like the best.
Let's go for orange, the best around.
Okay, the best around. Let's see. Let me get those questions out. It's not in the right order on my screen. Okay, here we go. And remember, you'll have 1 minute after I finish asking the first question, and then we will just rapid fire after that. You may pass once, and anything that has a numeric value will automatically go to greater than, less than, greater than, less than type thing.
Okay.
All right. The movie Best in Show is about what?
Dogs.
Oh, hold on a second.
What? What's wrong?
I need to turn the volume down on my side. Okay. Sorry. Let me restart your timer. You said dogs, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is the correct answer. Okay. In The Great Mouse Detective, who voices Professor Radigan?
I hate to do it so soon, but pass.
Okay, that's a pass. How many episodes of the television show Greatest American Hero were there?
50.
Lower.
35.
Higher.
42.
Higher.
45.
Lower.
44.
Correct. What is the Ultimate Warrior's finishing move in the WWF?
No, that's not the answer.
Take a guess.
The People's Fist. I think that's something.
Incorrect. What song did Joe Esposito perform on the Karate Kid soundtrack?
I Will Fight for Your Honor.
Incorrect. You're the best. And that's how many did he get, okay. Lee?
He got 2.
The one you missed, I don't think I said who it was. Well, Vincent Price is the one you passed on.
Okay.
And hold on. And let's see. Ultimate Splash or Running Splash, we would have accepted as well for Ultimate Warrior's finishing move. Yes.
See, where's JJ when you need him?
And this was it's all relative, right?
No, was the best around.
Best around.
All right.
Yeah, you don't want to know Chris Benoit's finishing move. It didn't go very well. Too soon?
Little soon.
Okay. Ron, which of the other two do you want? Do you want It's All Relative or Sports Ball?
It's All Relative.
Okay. Let me get up to there. It's All Relative.
Sports Ball footage. I listened to Harry Potter again, so that's why I keep bringing up the Quidditch.
Okay.
This Dumbledore guy, he's got some issues.
With children? Or with dying? Spoiler. Yeah. All right, here we go. What is the first name of the Duke brothers from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Beau and Luke Duke?
That is correct. In the Super Friends, what two characters fist bumped to activate their powers?
Zan and Jaina.
The Wonder Twins, correct. Including the current season, how many episodes of Supernatural are there?
11.
Higher.
12.
Higher.
13?
Higher. How many episodes of Supernatural are there?
I'm sorry, I thought you said including the season. I thought you were talking about seasons. Oh, so in that case, that would be 232.
Higher.
245.
Higher.
257.
Lower.
252.
Lower.
249.
Correct. What is Scrappy-Doo's relationship to Scooby-Doo?
That's his nephew.
That's correct. What is the name of the love child of Fox and Mulder Scully? Fox, Mulder, and Scully, rather.
Spoiler. Yeah, that is whatever his dad's name was, which is Jim. I don't know.
Correct. Yeah. William is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so how many did he get?
4. Oh, woohoo!
All right. Well, it doesn't look
four
like...
4 times 3 is 12.
Lee with the math.
Yeah. I'm always so excited.
All right. So here's the final question of the evening.
Hey, wait. Hold on. This is it?
I still say that sounds like Lee.
All right, so this is basically can we get a point recap real quick?
We are. Oh, Ron is back in the lead. He's at 33, and Scott is at 29.
Okay, and how many points does JJ have?
He has 13.
Okay, you're gonna play for him then, Lee.
Oh, okay.
Since you don't know the answer. All right, so tonight's critical hit topic is retro reboot. Basically, this game is like Final Jeopardy. You can bid all of your points or part of your points, but the point is that whatever you bid, you're going to lose if you're wrong. You're going to win if you're right. So tonight's topic is retro reboot. Go ahead and write down your wager. This is one of those things where I'm keeping you honest.
Okay. Well, I don't have paper and pencil because I'm doing it on Excel. But
we're going to just imagine you do it. You're doing it on Excel. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. It automatically sums. It's awesome. It does spreadsheet.
Okay.
If you're very nice, I might send it to you.
Well, I get how Excel works. All right, everyone get their points down, written down?
Yes.
Okay, how many? Well, we're going to reveal at the end.
So how many points do I have?
Ron, you have 33. Scott, you have 29.
Okay, so we're wagering now?
How many of those points you want to wager? How much you want to risk? Thanks for reading the email that I sent out yesterday.
And we'll see John just
Ron, don't tell John I didn't read it either.
Well, you're keeping score, so I'm okay with you not reading it.
Oh, good. Does this mean I don't have to read other emails?
No. Only ones where you're...
Yeah, I can ignore.
Okay, did you make your place your bid yet, Ron?
Yes.
No, I know you did, Scott. You seem to be the only one that's following instructions, which is really
scary.
Really
actually.
Weird to say. Yes.
It's really scary and weird. It is the apocalypse, folks.
It's not
about the executive orders. It's all about Scott following the rules.
When everything else goes to chaos, chaos rules. Okay. So you've written your points down, Ron?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Shout Factory, here's the question. Shout Factory recently announced plans to reboot this 80s video game-centric television game show thing. Fun fact, the 1983 pilot for the show was hosted by Alex Trebek, believe it or not. While you write it down, I will play you the theme song from this wonderful show. And again, it's Shout Factory recently announced plans to reboot this 80s video game-centric television game show. 1983, the pilot for the show was hosted by Alex Trebek. Go ahead and write down your answer. Got an answer?
No, I'll guess.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I have a guess.
All
right. First, let's start with Lee. Since you have the lowest amount of points, how many points did you wager? And
I wagered all of JJ's points, which was 13.
All right.
And it was the only way he could possibly win.
And what was your guess?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Double Dare.
Okay, that is incorrect. Scott, how many points did you wager?
29, all of them.
Oh, and what is your guess?
I have, it's like right in the tip of my brain, but the only thing I could get out of my head was Game Over.
That is incorrect. Ron, how many points did you wager?
30. So I will be losing 30 points with my guess of Whiz Kids because that was a completely different show.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Starcade.
Oh, Starcade. Fuck, that's it. Oh, God. Damn it. Oh, shit.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, God. Starcade. I used to watch that one. Oh, damn it.
What is that? What was it? What did they do?
They played video games. They actually had the cabinets and they played the video games.
Right. And Shout Factory.
And people just watched them do this?
Yeah.
They do it now.
Well, I mean.
Okay. So, John, after that stunning question that nobody could answer, you rat bastard, that means JJ came in at zero, Scott came in at zero, and Ron. Dude, you won. Doesn't matter how you won. Ron won with 3 points.
Which, by the way, is exactly the 3 points that he got for winning initiative.
That's exactly right.
He should have stopped there and not done anything else and been done.
There you go.
All right. Well, again, thank you, folks. Let's, before we take off, Scott, what are you up to over at Need Coffee or in your regular life that you want to talk about?
Actually, and I keep forgetting to like broadcast this out. I actually am doing some stuff with CetaPod, the horror podcast.
Oh, okay. Ooh. And where can people find that?
CetaPod.org.
Let me ask you a different question. How do you spell that?
Jesus Christ.
Well, if you're in it and you don't know how to.
CetaPod.
Do that one more time.
Jesus Christ. P S E U D O P O D.
Sorry to make you have to.
Pseudopod.
Pseudopod.
Yeah, that wasn't sounding like what you were saying. So, okay.
Sue the pod is what we were hearing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lee, what are you up to these days?
That'd be more wrong.
I am up. What am I up to? I am up to graduate school skill. Graduate school still, and Dragon Con, and John and I will be doing 50 days soon, and hopefully at some point I can be on Need Coffee when I don't have a class on Tuesday night.
Right. For those of you that don't know, Lee and I do host a podcast 50 days out from Dragon Con called 50 Days of Dragon Con, where we try to do 50, but typically we get around 40.
I never upped the number. That was you.
Well, yes, that's true. It did used to be called 40 Days of Dragon Con, and then somebody challenged me to make it 50. And we never make it to 50, so there you go. But anyway.
But we come darn – actually, we come darn close.
Yes, we do. So, Lee, you can check her out over there at theuniquegeek.com and also needcoffee.com and usually also at comfortsleeper.org. I believe
that's usually true. And a lot of time, and you'll just see me bitching a lot on Facebook recently. But
we should. Hey, next time we do this with Lee, get a sponsorship by Casper.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
There you go.
And then they can send me, if they send me a bet, I'll see if it's any good.
You got 100 days, from my understanding. This is not a plug.
This is not a plug, but if they wanted to, I mean, I'm sure they need to, you know, get some people buying those really expensive mattresses.
Why? They advertise practically every podcast I listen to.
Very true.
Okay.
And Blue Apron.
And Ron, what are you up to these days?
Nothing really.
You can see Ron winning game shows on YouTube. By the way, for those of you that are interested in seeing this, Scott was really the only one, and myself are the only ones that are really on screen. But you can see the questions and whatnot.
You weren't on screen.
Not for you, but for the stream, I was.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, no, you're not, you are, but it's only a picture.
And as always, you can check that out over at The Unique Geek on YouTube. Just Google Unique Geek on YouTube. You'll find it. Subscribe there, or, you know, subscribe to the podcast or whatever. However you're hearing this, just keep doing it. And the hope is that we'll push one of these out every couple of weeks. So if I can get a pattern going, that'd be great. I just need to make sure that everyone shows up. That's it. And sorry, Rox. Apparently, I must have missed an email to you for playing. I didn't know you were going to play tonight. So we'll catch you on the next one, of course. And she'll probably win because that's Rox. So until next time, for JJ, who is, oh, by the way, JJ, check out JJ's website at The Website of Doom. He and I suffer from the same problem where we've had to stack a "the" in the front of our URLs because somebody else is squatting on the Website of Doom and Unique Geek. There's another story there that I'll just talk about on Need Coffee at some point. JJ's got his podcast there, Mars Needs Podcast, and he also has his stuff he does with Aaron called Drive-In, something Drive-In? Is that Drive-In?
Drive-In of Doom.
Drive-In of
Doom. Drive-In of Doom.
And you can check that out at thewebsiteofdoom.com. And, of course, you check out our stuff at theuniquegeek.com or uniquegeek.info. We'll go to theuniquegeek.com just because, you know, that's fun. And, or uniquegeek.website will also go to theuniquegeek.com because, you know, why not? So until next time, for Ron, JJ, Scott, and the lovely Lee, thank you, Lee, for being our scorekeeper tonight.
It was fun.
I'm John, saying peace.
Purr.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.
Stranger Things is awesome. Watch it. Bye.
Is it still on your panel? It's still on your track?
Yes. And I got a big poster.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
And here's the coda.
Do you get to get Shield stuff too?
Yes.
So you're gonna.
You got a Shield poster for me?
No. You should ask someone from Shield.
Okay.
Oh, I actually have a question. While you two do whatever sick thing you're doing, Are you planning on this being Thursdays?
Wednesdays or Thursdays. That's what I'm thinking.
That's fine. I don't have class on those days, so that's
okay.
Fine.
I do have rehearsal on Thursdays, but I'm free on Wednesdays. So just so you know, if you're planning stuff,
I'm probably gonna bounce them back and forth between the two.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to bed now.
Okay.
Bye. So whispering.
Bye, Jerry. No one can see you over there. You have to say bye.